USA Radio News.
Tonight, President Trump is delivering remarks at the Salute to Service dinner in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. One of the things the president discussed was the VA Accountability Act.
We now look at the person that violates our great veterans, and we say, Jim, you're fired, and we can do it. Now we can do it. You couldn't do anything.
A woman confronted EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt yesterday while he was eating lunch, demanding he resign from his post as she read a laundry list of her personal disagreements with him. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas police lieutenant. He's also the national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. He explains what he would do if someone came into his restaurant and started causing a scene.
Well, in reality, the restaurant owners who really have responsibility for the safety of their people should be calling the police, and they should be extricated immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out is EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sixth grade teacher from suburban D.C. harasses Scott Pruitt as he and a companion are finishing lunch on Monday at a restaurant a few blocks from EPA headquarters.
I would urge you to resign before your scandals push you out.
The 33-year-old woman telling Pruitt he is supporting Trump policies that are ruining the environment. The EPA chief thanked the woman for her input, then he and his lunch partner left. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In his first interview since winning the primary last week in Utah, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was asked where he sees the Democratic Party going in 2020 and if he'll support President Trump.
They're likely to nominate someone further from the mainstream of American thought. And in a setting like that, I think the president gets reelected.
But you're not yet willing to say that you'll vote for him.
I'm not willing to say who I'm going to support at this stage.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 15-year-old girl was chased up a tree by an aggressive alligator that had to ultimately be shot and killed by a deputy. That's according to the Lake County, Florida Sheriff's Office. The authorities were called when a frantic 911 call came in from the teen's mother saying her daughter was trapped in a tree by a large gator. Take a listen to a portion of that call.
What is the emergency?
My daughter's stuck in a freaking tree. There's gators surrounding her. We can't get out. Oh, she's 15.
The 911 call continued between the mother and the dispatcher.
He says she's stuck in a tree.
She's in the tree. She got in the tree to get out of the water. There's gators on land and in the water right under her. Oh my God! Please hurry, please.
How far out into the water is she?
There's a rope swing where everybody swims right here at the end of the road. She's like, I don't know, 500 feet down the water, but it's not in the lightning and everything.
Okay, you said about 500 feet out in the water.
Please hurry up.
The girl was rescued by authorities and was unharmed. As we approach this 4th of July, there are many people out there helping veterans and people that have served our country. One of them is Todd Jones. Now, he's the president of BBMC Mortgage. Todd has a few examples of some of the myths that veteran homeowners face.
Some of these are, hey, you can only use your VA loan once. Totally not true. Hey, you can't do a VA jumbo loan. Totally not true. There's certain protections as well that are involved with this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.